going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I used to have a Great Dane. You guys know what a Great Dane is? One of those big, tall, skinny dogs. Marmaduke was a Great Dane, Scooby-Doo. They call them the heartbreaker breed because they normally only live up to 8 years. But with the right diet, exercise, attention, I got it down to 4. It was great. It was the perfect college dog.
Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. It's the wake-up call. Oh, my God. Anthony Jeselnik, he is one of the funniest comedians out there right now.
You love him.
Oh, my God. I especially love the fact because Anthony Jeselnik, he like, especially his older stuff, he purposely tried to come across as sexist and and stuff like that. He has scrapped all of that.
Oh, good,
ever since the Manosphere, ever since reality really did become sexist and stuff like that, he's been very open about how, like, I mean, it's just not fun to write jokes about that anymore. And it's like, yeah, it's really not.
Reality's always been sexist, but it became a lot more acceptable. I'm happy to hear that that's not his shtick anymore.
No, it's not.
I know you always really liked him.
Yeah.
And I could never quite get on board. It felt like he was a comedian for men.
It did feel like he was a comedian for men. There was a whole string of comedians like that. Like Dane Cook was like that.
I didn't feel like Dane Cook was quite as like...
He wasn't as brazen about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you ever want to hear somebody who's just a master at the joke, at just writing the joke, it's Anthony Jeselnik. Like, he does one-liners, but he doesn't do it in, like, a Dave Attell kind of... we're getting in the weeds about comedy. But anyway, though, I haven't listened to Jeselnik in a while. How's everybody doing?
Doing okay. I want to know, really, how Kevin is doing.
Oh, I don't think we have time for this whole story
now.
No, we have... Because we have so much to do. We have to do Did You Know, and then we have to do Fun Delivered.
Yeah.
So, it is a story... that everybody's going to want to hear. Mm-hmm. So maybe tomorrow morning at 5:30, we will tell this story, and we need to, because text messages are involved. So we need to preserve them in the National Archive.
Okay, got it.
All right. Okay. But yes, we are all very concerned for Kevin.
Are you?
Of course. We're always concerned for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's for the wrong reason. It's not why you want us to be concerned, but we're concerned.
Right. If my concern is a pie chart, you always have a sliver.
Absolutely.
It changes a little bit. Like when you go on vacation, when we all go on vacation and we don't hear from you at all for like a week, that sliver gets bigger.
Yeah.
Especially if you're traveling internationally. So anyway, we will get into that, I promise you, tomorrow at 5:30.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Tell us your maiden name and your married name. And Katie and I are going to tell you which one is better. 909-1065. And we're going to start with Judy. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
All right. So tell us your maiden name, Judy.
Okay. My maiden name is Gomes, G-O-M-E-S.
Okay.
Gomes?
Judy Gomes.
You sure it's not?
Nice Portuguese.
Are you sure it's not Gnomes?
There is something very young adult detective novel about this name.
Judy Gomes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big on time. The case.
Yeah. Solving, the word babysitter is in every mystery.
Yeah.
All right. And what is your married name?
Guerrero.
Ooh, Guerrero. Judy Guerrero.
Okay.
Wow, that's a tough
still
one.
Still literary, but now it becomes sexy adult novels.
Right. Still solving mysteries.
Yeah, but the mystery is.
And because it's sexy, the word babysitter is still in every single one. It's an upgrade, but it's close. You've been blessed.
The other thing, Judy Gomes could be the sheriff of this here town.
Judy Gomes?
Yeah.
A lady sheriff?
Listen, she inherited it from her father. She's got the...
And that's the story.
Right.
She's
and she has to earn everybody's respect just like
exactly,
her pa did.
Exactly. Judy, it's an upgrade. Thank you so much for calling. Now let's talk to Isabella. Good morning, Isabella.
Good morning.
All right. So your name has not changed yet, right?
Right. I'm getting married next year.
So what is your current name?
Pericone. It's P-E-R-R-I-C-O-N-E. But no relation to Dr. Pericone, unfortunately.
No one knows what What is Dr. Pericone?
He does a skincare line for older people.
No, never heard of it.
We're too young.
Isabella Pericone. It's beautiful. It's sing-songy.
Does sound like a double Dutch song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Isabella Pericone. She was here with Judy Gomes.
Judy Gomes.
And then what will be your new last name?
Vindiola.
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 Isabella Vindiola.
Sounds like a part of the body that you pierce.
No, I think
I got my Vindiola pierced.
Or something that that rips during childbirth.
Right.
I think it's an upgrade because I think Isabella Vindiola is gorgeous.
I do. I agree with that.
That could be a skincare line for older people.
Isabella Vindiola.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rebirth.
Right.
By Isabella
Vindiola. And you get somebody who's aging gracefully to do it. Helen Mirren, Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford is what I was thinking.
Perfect.
See you, Dr. Pericone.
Right. Whoever the hell that is. Thank you so much for calling. Another upgrade. We're on a roll. You're on a roll. Let's talk to Good Morning Serenity.
Good morning.
All right. So we're not calling. You're not the one doing
this. It's not about my married name. This is about my mom.
All right. Well, she's not here to defend herself, but what's her name?
So my mom's name is Candy.
Okay. We're back on board.
Yes. Now her maiden name is an all-time winner. It is Kane. Candy Kane.
Candy cane?
Serenity, come on.
Is this real?
Come on.
I swear to God, I swear.
Okay, Candy cane. Whew. And then what is her married name?
Torgerson. T-O-R-D-E-R-S-O-N.
I mean,
Torgerson?
Torgerson.
I didn't think that could. Candy cane's ridiculous.
Right.
But
at least it's, you're not a Torgerson.
Torgerson sounds like a Lord of the Rings character.
The Torgersons are your neighbors that for some reason keep burying stuff in the backyard.
Right. And listen, I.
They're out there again. Shh. I can hear the shovel.
Candy cane. If that has to be the better of the two. Right.
It's silly, but it's fun. Yeah.
It was a downgrade. And, you know, listen, for her birthday, get your mom some...
A new husband.
Isabella Vindiola cream. Because
My papa's amazing. I'm not giving her a new husband.
Okay, what is papa's name?
Paul.
Paul Torgerson. Paul Torgerson. It's better.
Yeah.
Makes more sense.
Not Paul Kane?
No, Paul Kane's way better.
Yeah.
Paul Kane is a better name.
Okay, so mom and dad... Mama and Papa Kane, that's them now.
Listen to what you're saying. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Mama and Papa Kane?
Yeah.
That's great. And then you find out, though, that Mama's name is Candy Kane.
It's fine.
And then you think that place is held up with stripper poles.
But you call her as a grandma. Sugar.
Thank you so much for calling. Sorry we didn't have time to get...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get to everybody.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We're a very transparent morning radio show. Probably way too transparent.
I disagree.
We're having breakfast burritos right now.
Mm-hmm. From the gas station.
From a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And before you get all over us for being trash people, they're the best goddamn breakfast burritos. And no, the gas station's not paying me to say this.
Nope.
When we moved here to this location, our studio used to be off of Madison. The only thing we had was Labu.
Right.
And we went to Labu. We talked about it a lot if you listened to us back then. There was a Labu crew.
There was a Labu crew. And they loved Gavin, hated me.
Hated
Katie
Scott.
Bunch of old people. The guy that hated me the most, one day we walked in, found out he was dead.
Yep. Died. And got a plaque on the wall.
Got a plaque on the wall.
I wish we were making this up.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Then we moved to Roseville. Our studio now is right off of Eureka, right by the Auto Mall. And there is a gas station down the street. It's a Chevron.
Chevron.
And when we came here, you were the first one to bring it up.
I was, yes.
Who told you about it?
I used to work on this street. I used to work on Laveridge Court.
It's been that long ago?
Yeah. Long before I was ever worked in radio. I worked for a mortgage company that was on this street. And I knew about it then. And what did you do when I said, oh my God, we're gonna work by the gas station burritos?
Laughed at you loudly.
Laughed in my face.
Yep. Publicly laughed.
Right. Yeah.
She invited other people in to laugh.
Guess what she said?
And then one day, a burrito with eggs and bacon and cheese and sausage showed up from the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's the best. I've never had a better one.
It's true. Like, it sounds absurd. It's absolutely true.
So Katie and I are having them right now.
I think it's called the Short Stuffed Cafe, and it's in the Chevron on Eureka.
It's a cafe.
It's a little, yeah.
There's a grill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, these are not
They are
like,
not shipped in. They're made every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
This was fresh.
Yep.
Did they raise their prices because of eggs? Do we know?
Everybody's raised their prices.
So yeah.
So I'm sure.
All right.
Yeah. No, they haven't. They're the same price.
How much is this breakfast burrito?
$10.99. But they're huge.
No, that's cheap.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is the only place I breakfast burrito, so.
I pay $49.99 for that thing.
I'd pay a penny.
People are texting in to 916-909-1065. Also giving testimonials. That cafe is all caps. So good.
Yep.
This one. The very best burritos.
Yep.
This one. The Chevron burritos are the best. This is not a Chevron thing. This is Short Stuff.
This is Short Stuff.
Short Stuff.
Yeah.
Chef Short Stuff.
Now, I believe they're closed on Mondays, so don't get excited.
Listen, they need a day off.
They deserve a day off.
They deserve a day off.
Yeah.
But son of a bitch.
Whew.
I don't care. I don't care.
I don't care about what.
Laugh in my face. Invite other people in here to laugh at
That's
my face.
That's how I felt when you guys said, okay, trash bag.
And you were right.
Yep.
God, I have dreams about this burrito.
Yeah, it's almost like you should listen to me.
They will write songs that that tell this burrito's story.
That we will play on this station.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She is back and she is ready to play the game. Are You Smarter Than Katie? Feel a little under the weather. It's fine. But we are here and we are ready to play. And we are playing with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Oh, all right. Are you at work already?
Yes.
Oh, this is some real I'm at work energy you're giving us right now.
Professional.
All right. I can't wait to find out where you work. But we're going to play anyway, okay? Kay's leaving the studio. I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Kevin has made the jackpot $60. And here we go. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right.
I love her.
Question 1. Disney announced this morning, this breaking news, that they are going to be building a brand new theme park in Abu Dhabi. The theme park will be done in about 5 to 7 years, and Disney will make it, but will not own it, and they will make money off of the royalties. What country is Abu Dhabi in? Is it Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, or Jordan?
UAE, yeah.
Okay.
United Emirates, something.
Okay. Question 2. If you need to go to the DMV today, prepare for long-ass waits all over the country. That's because today is the day you officially need a real ID to fly. However, you can still fly with other forms of ID. In California, what animal signifies it's a real ID?
A bear.
Question 3. Bella Ramsey, the non-binary star of HBO's The Last of Us, said they were trapped in their home at one point in their life due to fear of vomiting. They suffer from something called emetophobia, which is a fear of puking in public. Spell emetophobia.
Meta, M-E-T-A-P-H-O. B-I-A.
All right. And question four, remember the movie Practical Magic starring Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman, where they played witches? It came out in the 90s. Not many people do remember it, but for some reason, it is officially getting a sequel, a theatrical release as well, starring Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman. Okay. All those unanswered questions from the first one. What year did Practical Magic come out? Was it 1997, 1998, or 1999?
I'll guess 98.
And question five, Jennifer Aniston was almost in danger last night when a crazed fan smashed his car into her security gate while she was close by. The man was arrested by police, but no more details were released. If it cost $14,000 to repair it, but her insurance company pays for 3/4 of that, how much does she have to pay? 3 seconds. Three.
I'll say $1,300.
All righty, Kevin. Please go get Katie and Mandy. What do you do for a living?
I work for the state.
Oh boy!
You work for the state, and Governor Newsom has no idea you're listening to the radio, and I love that.
I guess you're back in office, huh?
No, actually, I am not.
You're not back in the office?
No.
Are you home?
Only a few times in the week.
This is how you talk when you're home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Cool, Mandy. All right. Well, we're going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
I think so.
All right, here we go. Question one. Disney announced that they are going to make a brand new theme park, but it's going to be in Abu Dhabi, and it's not going to be done for about 5 to 7 years. Interestingly, though, Disney is going to make it, but they're not going to own it. Hmm. They're going to make money off the royalties. The Tokyo Disneyland is kind of like that, too. I think the Japanese government owns that.
Oh, interesting.
What country is Abu Dhabi in? Is it Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, or Jordan?
United Arab Emirates.
Yes. Yes. Question two. Today's the day you need a real ID to fly, and it's making a huge backlog of procrastinators at DMVs all over the country. What animal in California signifies a real ID?
A bear.
Correct. The golden bear. Question three. Bella Ramsey is the non-binary star of HBO's The Last of Us. And they said that they were trapped in their home at one point due to their fear of vomiting.
What?
They suffer from something called emetophobia, which is the fear of puking in public.
Wow.
How about that? Spell emetophobia.
Oh, my God. Okay.
E-M-E-T-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. Question four. Did you ever see the movie Practical Magic with Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman? They're like witches.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who's a fan of that movie, yet here we are all these years later, and it's getting a theatrical released single. Or sequel. Starring Sandy and
fun.
Nikki.
Well, that's fun.
I guess. I don't know. All right. What year did Practical Magic come out?
Okay.
Was it 1997, 1998, or 1999?
I'm going to say 98.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah. What a fan.
Well, I'm just trying to remember where I was in high school.
Question five. Jennifer Aniston was almost in danger when a crazed fan smashed his car into the security gate while she was close by.
Jeez.
This is going to shock you. Middle-aged white man.
Yeah, sure.
Was arrested by police, but we don't have any more details. If it costs $14,000 to repair the security gate,
okay,
but her insurance company pays for 3/4 of it, how much does Jen have to pay?
They pay for 3/4 of it. Oh, my God.
$9,000. Oh. $3,500 is the correct answer. And Mandy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do not get too excited, but you each got three.
Oh!
It's a tie!
It's a tie!
How about that?
She's not going to yell that.
All right. Well, Mandy, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Quiet and peacefully tell us what we need to hear.
I am just as smart as Katie.
Yes,
you are.
I love
yes,
Mandy.
You are. Yes. Text message, by the way, we got into 916-909-1065. We have a midnight margarita practical magic party every summer. I think this one is going to be our 14th annual Practical Magic Margarita Party.
Oh, wow.
See?
I stand corrected. Somebody else said my family, including my mom and dad and daughter, love Practical Magic. We watch it every Halloween season. Okay, fine. Fine.
Right. You're not the demographic.
Well, then, you know what? Congratulations. You're getting the long-awaited sequel.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Now it is time for us to play round one of Fun Delivered. This is very exciting. We love playing Fun Delivered almost as much as you guys say you love listening to it. And I want to remind everybody again that on the 17th, we are going to be at Cache Creek Casino doing a live Fun Delivered that's going to be kind of like The Price is Right, where people are going to be called from the audience to come on stage and play Fun Delivered with us. And yes, you get to keep whatever you end up with. All right. Now we have we had a big box filled with Fun Delivered stuff, unopened, undelivered packages from the company Fun Delivered. And it has dwindled.
That's how it happens.
There's not much left in there. Who would like to go first?
You go first.
I will go first. Gladly.
You got to go first last week, but it does seem
and
like.
And that was fire. Every time you go first, I feel like you get
fire
items. Yeah, it does.
You do a little bit better. Because sometimes you get the worst things. Although he's also gotten the best thing, which was that watch. A very expensive watch.
Don't know if this is true. But I'm holding something from JFK. It's bubble wrapped.
JFK meaning the airport.
The airport.
Okay.
And if I'm a betting man, this is a sign.
Oh, okay. We do love signs.
This is hard. It's flat. It is an interesting design. It's got curves on it. All kinds of stuff. All right. Katie's going over to the box. Oh, she went little.
That was so quick.
There's a big fabric-y one in there, and you didn't go for it.
I got a big fabric-y one last week, and it was a One Direction blanket. And
yeah.
Let me tell you, I use it every day.
Yeah.
This is about a 4x4 just cardboard box.
Okay, so very plain Jane.
Yeah. I have absolutely no idea what could possibly be in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kevin's going over to the box now.
Wow, this box has nothing left.
Now, I will say on mine, it is written in somebody's handwriting, refused.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So that showed up to somebody's house and they said, absolutely not.
It was a nice try.
Who would refuse that? Like, imagine that you pay for, or you don't pay for it. One day, you love getting Amazon packages.
Love it.
And one day an Amazon package shows up and you know you didn't pay for it.
Well, what's crazy to me is that you had to be like standing there waiting for it. And then somebody hands it to you and you go, no.
Unless
and you slap it out of their hands.
What if that has like must be 18 or 21 and over to receive like tobacco or alcohol?
It does.
It almost never does. It almost never says it on the package. It's just their paperwork.
But doesn't somebody have to be there?
And yeah.
I see.
And then they refused it.
Okay.
What if you got booze?
Well, I just told you it's a 4x4 cardboard box.
Maybe it's little airport bottles.
Okay. Oh, that's cute.
Kevin, what'd you get?
I went Katie's route and went fabric.
That's okay. The one I thought she was going to get.
I kind of know what it is. It has a collar. You know the things where you put the collar to keep it up straight and not bend?
Oh, okay. So you see, you're thinking that it is a men's shirt.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
It's way too big.
Yeah, it's a little fluffy for
It's
that.
The size of a throw pillow.
Yeah.
What kind of dress shirts do you wear?
An XXL?
You wear an XXL.
No, just in case somebody might want to be like Billie Eilish where they dress bigger. You know?
Okay, I can see that. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, that was part one of Fun Delivered. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. And then we're going to open these on the air and find out what's inside.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is time for part two of Round Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
Fun Delivered.
What did I say?
Round Delivered.
Why would I say that?
I don't know.
What's going on with me? Fun Delivered. Unopened, undelivered packages that got lost in the U.S. mail provided by the company Fun Delivered. And part one has already come and gone. We went into the box. We picked out what we wanted for the day. All different sizes, all different textures today. Katie went with a small box. Mm-hmm. Kevin went with a
fabric.
Floofy throw pillow size. And I went with a flat and hard bubble wrapped package. Does anybody want to go first?
I would like to go first.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're the most
so
intrigued.
Mine was a small box. As we know, it said refuse on the outside. And it is indoor TV antenna.
What? Who still uses that?
I don't know, but I would want to refuse this now, too. Digital HGTV antenna.
So is that literally somebody still hoping that, like, they can get the old CBS on the adjust the rabbit ears?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
You know what? People grow up.
Katie, that might be one of the worst things you've ever gotten. If you want to see any of this, as always, you can text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. You want me to go, Kevin?
I'll go.
Okay. All right.
Guys! No!
What?
You know the red dress I wore for Halloween?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think this is the red dress and the wig that comes with
it. No!
What?
Someone else ordered Lydia's costume and didn't get it.
Open it.
What are the odds would choose that?
I don't know. Like, I know this material.
Oh, my God. It's literally his costume.
It's literally Lydia's
dress. Oh, my God. It is.
I know this design anywhere.
And look how teeny tiny it is.
And look at the wig. It's literally her face.
So
or her hair.
Weird.
What are the odds of that? Wow, that one's so small.
This, I cannot fit. Oh, this is a 1/4, size 140.
Okay, that's not an American size. So, don't worry about that. Wow, the odds that he was the one that chose it, too.
Yes, yes.
So weird.
So weird.
I'm shocked.
Wow, what a
that's
bust.
Spooky.
What? That is kind of spooky.
Yeah. You're not wrong. You're like legitimately freaked out.
Wow.
Do we need to sage it or something?
I think so.
Put the wig on while Gavin's opening his.
Yeah. Oh boy. All right. If you want to see any of this, text FUN to 916-909-1065. I'm opening mine. Oh, I didn't think that I needed scissors, and I think
Oh boy. I don't have them. Kevin, do you have the scissors?
I don't have
scissors. Ah, so God, strong. I'm so strong.
God, and brave.
All right. Now, I guess that this was a sign. I was right.
Okay. Is it personalized?
Wowie wow.
Okay, what?
Great news.
What?
There's more than one.
Yes.
No way.
And they're both the same.
Okay.
So one of you two lucky Patriots.
Oh no.
Yes.
Are about to get a wooden wreath of an American Eagle.
Okay.
Of an American Eagle. Now I know what you're thinking. Wreath. Yes,
it's the feathers are the wreath.
It says if the
it says these colors don't run.
The bird is curled up like a hedgehog. Look at that.
Wow.
Look at this.
That is.
Lydia, can you see it?
This makes you want to vote.
Yes.
This needs a vote.
This is.
It's a wooden wreath.
Here, there's two. Remember, there's two.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
I'm okay. I don't need one.
Okay, my God.
Wow, look at the eagle's face.
Beautiful.
It's almost adorable. So you know what I think this is?
What?
I think this is a wood printing of an actual wreath that somebody made. Look at it closely. Doesn't it kind of look like it's a printing of a photograph?
Well, yes, it does.
Like somebody
it
took
certainly
like,
does.
This has got but, Big Apple Hill vibes.
But you know what? It's not meant to be like hung by the middle of it. It has brackets on the back.
Yeah.
So it's really meant to just like.
What if it's a picture frame?
Go on the wall.
No, it's not a picture frame.
God, that's stunning.
Wow. What?
Wow.
Way to take it home.
Right.
Way to take it home. And it's obvious, I think, once again, who won. That's 2 weeks in a row for me.
Is that obvious?
Are you sure?
I think it's Kevin.
Because I'm slaying.
And, I mean,
you
I love that
really
you have
good.
The wig on and you're twirling the hair.
Well, when I get nervous, I twirl hair.
Yeah.
Katie can relate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin loves all things technology. He looks forward to the future. He's the Wake Up Call's technology correspondent. And he discovered something that blew his mind. So much so he wanted to share it with us. And Kevin, do I have it right? It's a robot horse.
Yes. Kawasaki, okay? You know, the Kawasaki, the
motorcycle company?
Yes.
Okay.
They are going to the future and letting us ride a mechanical horse that kind of looks like a Zoid.
What? Yeah.
Like what's a Megazoid, like a robot that you could ride, like it's all different shapes.
Like,
and
you
sizes.
Know those creepy dogs that like can like patrol things?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like that, but this is horrifying.
No.
This is one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
It looks amazing.
It looks like one of those robot dogs, but it's big and you can ride it.
I mean, I have it pulled up here and it looks, I think, pretty cool, Katie.
Futuristic. So imagine you riding this, okay? You could climb up mountains. You could climb up hills. It could jump over rocks for you.
Yeah.
Like, there's no machine that does that for you.
Dude, this looks like it's out of a sci-fi movie.
Yes!
It looks like it's going to rise up again. Okay, imagine
a
whole bunch
of these. No, it looks
like
it's here to serve us.
Imagine a whole bunch of these galloping. And they don't have heads.
No.
Okay. They just have handlebars.
It looks like a motorcycle handlebar on one of those robot murder dogs.
Right.
That's what it looks like. But it can, like, climb mountains. It can gallop fast.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and I guess the difference, the reason, like, well, okay, I know what you're thinking. We already have motorcycles.
Right.
Well, this is better because it can go way off road.
Yes.
Like a horse.
And it saves more money because it's hydrogen powered.
Okay.
Hydrogen powered.
Where do we need to be going that we need one of these?
We don't need to go anywhere, but now we can experience our wants.
It's interesting, Gavin, that you think that this is so cool when you're a person that doesn't even want to go outside.
I don't mind going outside if I'm on a robot horse.
You think that you would never get on this thing. You'd be too scared.
No, yes, I would do it. Yes, you would. I'd try it. I would for sure try it. I don't know how fast it goes. That's the thing that scares me.
You can adjust the speed like any other vehicle.
Like any other horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great news. I set up the bounce back. People
Great.
Can text in horse, H-O-R-S-E. To 916-909-1065. Katie's just a hater of the future.
No, I'm not.
Do you hate the future?
I love the future.
It sounds like you're scared what the future beholds. Because look, he is climbing up this mountain, and let me tell you, the view is stunning from up there.
If you want to see it, text, well, I mean, that's all CGI, but if you, listen, text in the word horse so you can see this, and then tell us what you think. I mean.
Okay, would you, here's the thing. You wouldn't ride a real horse.
I've ridden real horses.
Okay, right now, you would go get on a real horse.
If there was a horse in this room, first of all, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
But second of all, I would get on a horse if it had a saddle. Now, the thing is...
You are such a liar.
I've been on horses.
I know that, but you are...
They're fun. I think horses are pretty fun.
You are somebody that in your adulthood has become very nervous about things.
Well, my anxiety has definitely gotten worse the older I get. But, I mean, this... When I was on a horse.
Okay.
And
Which
I
was
went,
when?
I don't remember the last time. But I mean, I was a grown up. I was an all the way grown up person. Yeah. And it was like, you know, we're going on a little like boom, 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 right. boom, you know.
Now imagine it started galloping.
Now my horse did get like a little trot going. And I did get a little nervous on it. But you know what made me nervous? It's an animal. And the animal has a brain.
Right.
And I kept thinking like, if that horse doesn't want me on his back, I am powerless against this thing. It's four times my size.
That's true.
It could kick my skull inside out.
Yeah.
It could take off and run. And what am I going to go? Whoa. He's not going to listen to me. This is like a motorcycle horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It has to listen to me.
Okay. Yes. Would you get on a motorcycle?
I've been on a motorcycle too. I don't love them.
Okay.
Now, I will say this. If this thing goes like 30 miles an hour or faster,
yeah,
not interested.
Okay.
But as long as I can keep it at like 30 or below, I'm so on board.
That's okay.
We're talking about robot horses, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to see them, text in the word horse to 909-1065. People texting in who've already seen it, they're like, Kevin, you're exactly right. It's a Megazoid.
Right.
Okay, from Power Rangers.
Do other people feel that it is terrifying?
I mean,
I think people are more likely to love it. Look, oh my goodness. I love that.
Now, I am reading it's not going to be available until 2050.
Well.
That's disappointing.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be in crutches by then.
Yeah, I'm going to be 70 years old. And
you think that
this is not a 70-year-old's thing to do.
Why? Don't you want to go explore the mountaintop?
I'm watching it leap over ravines while you're holding on to it.
Yeah,
my I can't back do would blow
right.
out.
Yeah. I have a bad back now.
Right. Oh, okay.
I'm going to do it.
So no?
No.
Okay.
Unless it'll help us traverse the hellscape that awaits us in 2050 where the planet is too hot and we have no food, but we do have robot horses. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.